Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, February 7th, 2022, through Friday, February 11th, 2022. Monday, February 7th, 2022. IRS Criminal Investigation issues 10 tips to avoid tax season fraud. The IRS CI, the Internal Revenue Service's investigation arm, recently issued 10 tips for U.S. taxpayers to avoid fraud for the 2001 tax season. These tips provided practical advice regarding how taxpayers may protect themselves and their personally identifiable information, and include the following main tips. Choose a tax preparer wisely, and look for a preparer who is available year-round. Ask your tax preparer for their IRS preparer tax identification number. Do not use ghost preparers. Do not fall victim to tax preparers' promises of large refunds. Do not sign a blank tax return. Make sure you receive your refund. The IRS will not phone you with legal action. Do not respond to text messages, emails, or social media posts claiming to be the IRS. Do not click links or open attachments in unsolicited emails or text messages about your tax return. Protect your personal and financial information. Most U.S. tax preparers may file their 2021 personal income tax returns starting on Monday, January 24, 2022, and ending on April 18, 2022. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, February 8, 2022. Rieger Dykes, CFO, sentenced to 7 years in prison for wire fraud conspiracy. U.S. Attorney Chad E. Meacham reported that Shane Andrew Smith, Rieger Dykes Auto Group's RDAG, chief financial officer, received a 7-year federal prison sentence for his role in a $50 million wire fraud conspiracy. Smith perpetrated the scheme by directing accounting staff to dig through records for vehicle identification numbers of cars Rieger Dykes had already sold, then submitted loan applications to FMCC using the old VINs, falsely indicating that the company was seeking a loan in order to purchase the vehicle for sale. Instead of rebuying the vehicles, Rieger Dykes used the ensuing loans to cover other expenses. Mr. Smith is the 15th RDAG employee sentenced to more than 37 years combined in federal prison for the dummy flooring and check kiting scheme. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, February 9, 2022. Former defense contractor sentenced to 10 years for fraud, money laundering, and identity theft. Craig Klun pleaded guilty to the charge of wire fraud committed against the U.S. Department of Defense and additional crimes including money laundering and aggravated identity theft. Klun received a 10-year sentence in federal prison for his crimes. According to the indictment, Klun was a military contractor who supplied electrical parts to the various branches of the U.S. military, including the U.S. Army for the Patriot missile systems and the U.S. Air Force for the F-16 fighter jet. From 2011 through July 17, 2019, Klund executed a scheme to defraud the DoD by obtaining defense contracts under false pretenses. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Thursday, February 10, 2022. CFO of KC pleads guilty to $3 million embezzlement. Richard Scott Simpkins, former chief financial officer for Genesis Industrial Corporation, Genesis Systems Integrator, pled guilty to embezzling at least $3.1 million from his former employer and failure to pay taxes owed. Simpkins pled guilty to one count of mail fraud and one count of filing a false tax return. Simpkins admitted that he embezzled at least $3.1 million from Genesis from 2013 to September 2020. By writing checks on the Genesis account to pay his personal expenses. In order to hide his thefts, Simpkins recorded the checks to improper accounts. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Friday, February 11th, 2022. Springfield man pleads guilty for distributing marijuana on the dark web and laundering proceeds. Robert Kelly O'Neill pleaded guilty to the charges of possession with intent to distribute marijuana on the dark web and money laundering. According to court documents, beginning around January 2016, Homeland Security Investigations and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service began investigating the widespread importation and online distribution of controlled substances on dark web marketplaces. This case is part of Operation Dark Gold, a coordinated national law enforcement operation announced in June 2018 that used the first nationwide undercover action to target vendors of illicit goods on the dark web. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.